I just took a picture. I didn't mean to. I meant to start audio recording, and I took a picture instead. It's going to look funny. It's just of the back of the pulpit here. Any of you seen the back of the pulpit before? There's a wood shelf. Who hasn't seen it? Nobody. You haven't seen it, really? You want to come up and see it? You've seen it. There's a wood shelf and then a bunch of papers and hymnals and stuff, and there's a puppet, and there's a Tupperware container of rhythm instruments and a candle holder and a pen and one of these, what do you call these? A lighter? A lighter. And for some reason, we have a hole punch. I don't know why we have a hole punch here, because I never use a hole punch up here, but we have a hole punch. Anybody know why this is here? Yeah? Punch my ticket. If I got a ticket, let me ride. Okay. And then there's it's a microphone holder thing. And an old songbook, Folk Encounter, the Now Hymnal. You remember this? It's been a while since we've used it. It's been here. This has been sitting here since 3 years ago, and since before that. Hardly ever moved. So maybe we'll have to use it. You use it once in a while over here, but we haven't used it. Got it. Well, so it's there. So this is a cool place, and it also lets me hide, you know, any fidgeting that I do with my legs. Do you notice that? No fidgeting of the legs. But if I come out here, then, you know, if I fidget, then you can see it. So if I'm standing going. Anyway, these are the things that you don't see. It's like the omitted parts of the pulpit, and, you know, so it's hidden, or we just don't mention that stuff. So they're omitted. And that's the perfect way to start this morning's sermon. See, weekly Bible readings often teach just, you know, they teach the verses, this little section there, but they often teach as much by what they leave out, by what they leave in there. So what can we learn from Luke 4, 14 to 21, this passage, that tells of a time when Jesus read from a book of Isaiah and left out significant parts? Here's what Jesus read. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release of the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And he closed the scroll, right? That's from Luke 4, 18 and 19. The scroll of Isaiah continues. This is Isaiah 61, the second part of the second verse to the ninth verse. So it says, and proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display His glory. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks. Foreigners shall till your land and dress your vines. But you shall be called priests of the Lord. You shall be named ministers of our God. You shall enjoy the wealth of the nations. And in their riches you shall glory, because their shame was double, and dishonor was proclaimed as their lot. Therefore they shall possess a double portion. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants shall be known. That's the rest of what Jesus didn't read. So why would Jesus stop where he did and not go on? Because there's a lot more in there. See, he did. He left out the parts, beginning with the first part that is laced with vengeance and a day of vengeance to our God, or of our God. He left out the ideas that are laced with vengeance and retribution, because Jesus was not about vengeance and retribution. He was and is about good news, release, recovery, an end to oppression, and God's love and kindness. And any time, in any religion, if we use Jesus' words, if we use Isaiah's words, any time that we have a call for an uprising to get back at them, run contrary to who Jesus is. So he stopped right there. You might think, now he just, you know, he was reading and then he stopped. It's no different than if you're reading and you stop where it says, today scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing, and then just stopping there. Now, for everyone who read ahead in the Bible today, we'll get to that part next week. And actually, this is a two-part story. So I am not doing the whole story today, and we'll get to that. But I think Jesus had more of an agenda why he stopped there, why he didn't go on. And it relates directly to what I said a minute ago. Calls for an uprising to get back at them run contrary to who Jesus is. So let's look at what's going on in this particular section of the story. Jesus began to teach in the synagogues and was praised by everyone throughout the countryside. Wherever he went, he was praised by everyone. Then he came to his hometown. The people in the synagogues listened and respected Jesus' teachings. So he was there in all these different synagogues. But when he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. Now, you know, there's a little bit next week about a prophet in his own hometown. So he wasn't as respected there, maybe a lot less so. But he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom, as he had been doing before, and as he would have done throughout his life, going to the synagogue. That wasn't something new. It's what he did. He had read from the scrolls before, and he was doing it again. And in the synagogues, the people who came to listen, well, not necessarily people who had memorized the scrolls, they had some knowledge of the things that Jesus was reading about, and they had been waiting for a long time for the Anointed One to come and set things right. They were waiting for this warrior to come and take over. And so he read, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And then he stopped, rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant. He sat down and everyone looked and waited for what was going to come next. And Jesus said, today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. And the people went, what? Now, they didn't. It's not written in the Bible, but this is the reaction that they would have. But you didn't tell us the whole story. Good news to the poor, yes. And release the captives, of course. And recovery of sight to the blind. Yeah, we get that. Let the oppressed go free. We're with you. Proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Yes. But you're not done. The one we're waiting for is also going to proclaim a day of vengeance of our God. More comfort to the mourning. Return to the ruined cities. The ones who have been treated us so badly, being our slaves. The one we're waiting for is going to bring us wealth and glory. We're going to get even with those who have taken our stuff. But Jesus stopped without saying any of that. He wasn't about revenge or power or wealth or glory. He stopped and told them that this has been fulfilled. Good news to the poor. Release of the captives. Recovery of sight to the blind. The oppressed set free, proclaiming the year of the Lord's favor. You know what the year of the Lord's favor is? I've said it a few times. It's a time when debts are forgiven, land returned to the original owners because they had to sell it to pay debts and things like that. Everyone's starting out the same. It's called the Year of Jubilee. It was supposed to happen every 50 years in Israel, that you start and then stuff goes their way, and you know, some people get rich and some people don't be rich and everything like that. And at the end of 50 years, everything goes back to the way it was and we start again. There isn't much example of it actually happening, but Jesus proclaimed it. And people would get that, the year of the Lord's favor. But with it is supposed to come vengeance, and we're going to get our stuff back from all of those mean people who took our stuff. But the year of the Lord's favor wasn't about getting it back and getting even. It's about people living in harmony with other people. No one wielding power like a weapon, and no one hoarding wealth. And that's what Jesus proclaimed. And it is what humanity has failed to do since all time. Now, the day of Jubilee wasn't proclaimed in Genesis and Exodus. Well, in Exodus, it starts to come about there. But it hasn't happened. We have like the International Monetary Fund and the G8 and the G20 nations and everything have talked about or have been led to talk about having a Jubilee time. A time where the debts of nations are forgiven. There's been a lot of talk lately, just in the last couple weeks, to forgive $256 billion of debt that's owed to the International Money Fund or different banks like that from Haiti, so that they're not getting loans to rebuild, but they're starting fresh. Everyone's starting from this point, and stuff is forgiven. And you know, you look at that and you go, that's an awful lot of money. It's more than the $32 million that Conan got to walk away from The Tonight Show. Which, by the way, I'd like to make an announcement right now that I am not going to be hosting The Tonight Show. Just in case anybody was wondering. Because I'm not going at 12:05. Oh no. Or 11:05 our time. No. Jesus proclaimed the year of the Lord's favor. Forgiveness of debts. People reaching out to one another and giving, not taking. Jesus preached the good news. And I wonder, are we still waiting for a warrior to come and set things right? Or are we willing to live what he taught? Are we waiting for Jesus to appear in the clouds and come and take all of the people away who are good, who follow Jesus, and leave all of the bad people here and just take over and set up a government on earth that will last for 1,000 years with Jesus at the helm saying, you are going to follow me and I am in command? It's not what Jesus is about. Jesus is not the warrior who comes and destroys everything in his path so he can set stuff right. Jesus preached the good news. Jesus is the good news. Release of the captives. Good news to the poor. Recovery of sight to the blind. The oppressed set free. The year of the Lord's favor. How are we going to share that? May we all live. And may we all love, knowing that Jesus calls us to live out what he has fulfilled. Let's pray. Where we have failed, O God, thank you for giving us another chance. Where we have not lived up to Jesus' call, to what Jesus has fulfilled. Thank you for giving us another chance. Help us to live and to love what Jesus has called us to do, to live good news for the poor, to live release of the captives, to live recovery of sight to the blind, the oppressed set free, and the proclamation of the year of Jubilee. Amen.